Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on giving preference to others and being kind and courteous with others. So today's hadith, very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, that how Sahaba would behave, how they would think, what was the thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the thinking of specific Sahaba, and how did the others also react. It was as though this was a period of just beauty. Beauty in terms of the way Sahaba thought, the way they behaved, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam interacted with them, his kindness, his splendor, his mercy that he had with them, is something that really the world cannot see again from any leader. The leadership qualities he showed, the kindness, the way the woman thought, the way the men thought, the way they conducted and carried themselves, is a lesson for us right up till the day of Qiyamah. This is the way we should be behaving, whether we are the employers, whether we are in government position, whether we are the kings, whatever position we may have. Look at the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam behaved, the way his Sahaba behaved, the way they thought, and we should try and bring this into our lives. So today's hadith, an Sahal ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu, anna mra'atan ja'at ila Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi burdatin mansujatin, faqalat nasajtuha biyadayya liaksuwakaha. فأخذها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محتاجا إليها فخرج إلينا وإنها إزاره فقال فلان أكسنيها ما أحسنها فقال نعم فجلس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في المجلس ثم رجع فطواها ثم أرسل بها إليه فقال له القوم ما أحسنت لبسها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محتاجا إليها ثم سألته وعلمت أنه لا يرد سائلا فقال إني والله ما سألته لألبسها إنما سألته لتكون كفني قال سهل فكانت كفنه رواه البخاري. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrated, a woman brought a woven shawl to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and she said, I wove it with my own hands so that you could wear it. This is the first part of the hadith, is that how they would think that, what can I do for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this woman thought that let me weave something, a cloth, with my own hands so I can present it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person says that he's woven with his own hands, it gives it extra touch of love, extra touch of perfection, that I did it with my own hands, I didn't just go and buy it from somewhere and give it to you. Like how sometimes when a person has a bag, it got the hand stitched to give it that higher level of quality, or sometimes it's a leather lounge suite and they got the hand stitch, etc. So it gives it a little bit more of a touch. So here she comes and tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I wove this with my own hands so that you could wear it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted it from her as he was in need of it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was in need, so he took it also. This was the style of the pious. Hazrat Mullah Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, when anybody would give him a gift, he would take that gift with two hands as though he is in need of it. Like very grateful that you took the trouble to come and give me one gift. Make the person feel nice. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was really in need of it. He accepted this gift from this woman. Later on he came to us, Hazrat Abu Sa'id, Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam later on he came to us wearing it as a bottom cloth, as a lungi. Normally they would wear like ihram, a top cloth and a bottom cloth. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this cloth here as his bottom cloth, and then he came to us. So one sahabi, this hadith doesn't mention the name of the sahabi, but from other narrations we learn it was either Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, or it was Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. So anyway, this narration mentions that someone said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the shawl is so beautiful, give it to me to wear. Give it to me to wear. Now imagine, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in need of it. This woman hand sewed it and gave it to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a beautiful shawl. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore it one time and came to Sahaba, and then one sahabi says, give it to me so that I can wear it, is so beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's style was never to refuse anybody. Whether he himself was in need or not, he did not refuse any person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time he sat with it and he wore it because he had nothing else to wear. Later on, now this is what the hadith is explaining. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then sat down in the assembly. After some time he returned home. He folded it and he sent it to him. This sahabi that asked me for it, he folded it and he sent it to him. I'm giving it to him as a gift. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never refused anybody anything. The people said to him, your action was not appropriate. Now I was explaining how the sahaba thought, all out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone is mentioning this. The Sahabi that asked it also, we'll see at the end, that he asked it out of love. The Sahaba that are now reprimanding him out of love, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed this thing. He liked it, and he still went and asked him. So this is this part of the hadith. So the Sahaba, the people said to him, your action was not appropriate. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore it out of need, and you asked him for it knowing that he never refused the request. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed, and you still went and asked him knowing that he's not going to refuse you, he's going to give it to you. In other words, why did you do a thing like this, to ask him for something that he needed? So this was the love that Sahaba had. Now look what was the reply the Sahabi had given. Also a reply that had showed a great love. Now he explains himself that why he had asked. So the man replied, by Allah, I did not ask him for it in order that I may wait. I asked him for it so that it could be used as my kafan. I asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for it so I could use that cloth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as my kafan. Now look how he was thinking. He was thinking that one day I'm going to pass away. If that cloth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my kafan, how fortunate I will be. So this is the reason why he asked for it. So Sahal Hassad ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu said, and it was indeed his kafan. Later on it was his shroud, his burial shroud. Later on that this became, he kept it, looked after it, he took care of it. And when he passed away, this was used as his kafan, that cloth that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given him. Therefore I say this hadith shows us the thinking of Sahaba, that they had akhirat in front of them, they had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of them, they had what it took to make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam in turn showed them practically that this is how you behave when you are asked for something. May Allah ta'ala also give us these beautiful qualities to bring in our life. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.